Hey, on 90, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX Live, Backside, Churchill Downs, Mayor Craig Greenberg. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Happy Derby, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thurby.
Thurby, I'm sorry. Well, Derby week,
it
so.
It is Thurby, yeah. Sure, absolutely.
It's sort of Derby season, so.
I don't know if you heard that he's billed you as the fashion expert.
Oh, great.
For this particular segment. So,
is that why I was invited on?
Yeah, 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 really.
We hadn't really checked that box off yet. So
right.
We figured you're going to go ahead.
Let's get right to it.
Sure.
Yeah, we needed a fashion aficionado, and we're like, who better than the mayor?
Right, exactly. So what colors are you seeing at the track?
Well, I will tell you, before year? I answer that question, I've made a very significant change to my planned Derby week attire this week.
Oh, really?
So I do have a big fashion announcement.
Oh, wow.
This week.
Let's do it right now.
Is this an exclusive? It feels like it.
I'm going with sneakers this week.
Wow.
I'm going with sneakers.
Comfort is
the name of the game. I do a lot of walking every day out at the track.
Comfort
and so Rachel, she convinced me, rightfully so, that it will look good and feel much better.
Okay.
She's been wearing sneakers many times out at the track, and so I'm taking her advice, and I'm looking forward to it.
I should have listened to her because I did come out to the track on Tuesday, and I was wearing really cute pumps. And then
you had to be there.
We were closers, and everyone's leaving. We ended up walking over a mile.
Okay. Yeah.
My heels haven't recovered. Two blisters working pretty strong. So,
right.
Yes, that's probably a really good strategy.
I do love, though. I mean, I don't know of any better place to people watch
than
Churchill Downs.
Absolutely.
During Kentucky Derby week. And
yes.
Now you see it starting on 5-0 Tuesday with all the locals coming out and everything.
Yeah. And so, it was a great day. So
the fashion has been epic. Every
on point.
I can't believe people are still coming up with new fascinator and hat ideas.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I still see new things. Guys are getting in on the action. I love all the jackets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And kudos to Churchill Downs for coming up with a lot of great photo op areas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've put up a lot of really great places to get great-looking photos.
Yeah, a lot of influencer action I can see already on my feed. And so Louisville definitely under the spotlight.
Sure.
You know, we've got great days ahead of us. Of course, Thurby this afternoon, and then Oaks. By the way, a happy belated birthday to your wife.
Oh, thank you. We had a great Saturday starting our day with the mini marathon, and then it got better from there. So.
Yeah, it got better from there. Yeah, the mayor ran with his son, which is very cool.
That was really special. That's a highlight that'll be tough to top.
Yeah.
Did you also get photographed on the LMPD's
No, I didn't. But, you know, Ben was looking
did
mighty
you know
fine.
Ben did? Yes.
I just heard.
You know,
he had a little bit of a struggle bus look on his face the end.
Well, most of us
have
that look.
Well, the guy next to him did not. So,
yeah,
LMPD's thirst trap.
I was able to hang with Daniel for the first 10 and a half miles.
Oh, that's great.
He kept driving. Let's see.
Yeah, so the LMPD posted this photo congratulating the runners.
Yeah.
And there's the officer.
He looks like he's ready.
And there's me struggling.
Also right there towards
shoot.
The end.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
That's like the cover of Men's Health, and that's the cover of I need a car.
I'm done mentally.
Yes.
Someone get me a stretcher and a banana.
Look on the bright side. It was... You were almost done.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. That's right.
How good did you feel though when you finished?
I mean, it was. I was relieved.
Yes.
Yes. To be done. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I mean, to have 12,000 people, and that's just one day.
It was insane.
I don't think people realize how special and unique Kentucky Derby Festival events are in our city.
Yeah.
Day after day after day to have these wonderful community-wide events, and for us to be able to pull that off as a community, the Kentucky Derby Festival does a great job. LMPD and all the first responders, whether they're running or whether they're helping us protect and, you know, the public works, everyone that kicks in to make this happen so that we can then lead up to these three Super Bowl days that we have at Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
It's really unique in Louisville.
I'm just impressed that people get up that early on a Saturday.
Yes.
And choose to do this.
Like run for miles and miles.
7 a.m. start is a little early, but
it's brutal.
It's also the right time to do it.
That's right. That's right. Well, Mayor Greenberg, thank you for stopping by. Happy Thurby.
Same to all the listeners out there. I hope everyone has a great Derby week, however you celebrate this wonderful event in our city.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. All right. Coming up, we'll get to a feel-good story on the way here on 99.7 DJX. You got a tease?
This is really, really cool. There is a man who has been to 79 consecutive Derbies.
Wow.
Looked like he was not going to be able to make it to his 80th until... some magic happened. We'll tell you how.
Okay, that's on the way on 99.7. We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning.
This is very timely. Gotta give a shout-out to Audra, who sent this to us on our DMs. So David Begnaud, he is a reporter for CBS News, kind of does a lot of the feel-good stories, right?
Yeah.
So he heard the story of a Louisvillian named Robert Bob Y.
Okay.
He's an 89-year-old. He's in hospice right now in Louisville. But he has been to 79 consecutive derbies.
Wow.
And his kind of his last dying wish is to make it to his 80th. Mm. But he couldn't afford tickets. David heard about that. Put it out on, you know, the internet.
Sure.
And Churchill Downs saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, you know what? We're going to make that happen. David got to call him and deliver the news.
I have a big surprise for you. Churchill Downs has a ticket for you to go to the Kentucky Derby. You're going to go. They're going to send you and your wife and a caretaker and your son.
Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I mean, just again, the power of the internet when they can like move mountains and make it happen, and you never know who's going to see it. And it's really cool. You can follow David's work. It's Do Good Crew with David Begnaud. And again, you can find him on CBS News as well, doing a bunch of these types of stories. So just so cool that Bob is going to get to go to his 80th Derby. Check off that box.
Love that.
And hopefully enjoy it with his family as well. That's your feel good. And again, thanks to Audra for sending that to us on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, coming up next, you know, just because we're at the track, there's Derby festivities.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you have to turn a blind eye to love.
Oh, absolutely not. You never know when it might strike you. What are you going to do if you don't grab it in the moment?
That's right. Misconnect. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX Live, backside here at Churchill Downs.
Holding down the hallway. It's busy.
Yeah, it is pretty busy. Yeah, we're doing live radio, and that's what happens on Thurby. There's a bunch of people that roll in and out, and we're just kind of giving you a snapshot of what's happening here at the track.
We are conveniently located near the bathrooms and the coffee and the donuts.
Yes.
So it's a flurry of activity.
People must see us.
Absolutely.
Now, listen. Operation Get on TV is kind of a time-honored tradition that we do.
It's really the only reason we're here.
Well,
let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade.
We've done it so long that, yes, it has kind of become our thing.
Listen, you may think that they get annoyed, but they love it.
I think they do.
They love it.
They like the attention.
Absolutely.
So let me just tell you, I had a conversation about a half an hour ago with one Shannon Kogan from Wave.
Did you get some insider info?
There might be some insider information happening where she casually asked after the pleasantries, the little kiss on the cheek.
Uh-huh. You look great.
Hey,
you look great.
Yes.
That's great. You
thanks,
great
Shannon,
morning.
You too. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, you guys doing the little get on TV thing?
The little get on TV thing.
I said, maybe. Who's asking? And she said,
is it security?
She said, I said, is it Thursday? She goes, okay. Well, if you happen to walk by Wave around 7:10.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. And she gave me a little wink and walked away. And I was like, what just happened?
I think she just...
what just happened?
Might have given an invitation.
I think there might... So
there might have been an invitation.
I'm not saying that this Operation Get on TV Today may definitely happen, but it seems very promising.
It's feeling like it's served up on a silver platter.
It's like...
At this point.
Hey, radio boy.
Like, you may get a call up. From the background.
Call up
to
the big
foreground.
Leagues.
This is great.
Gosh.
Like, put me in, coach.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before. The news.
If I'm reading the tea leaves.
Yeah.
If I'm reading the tea leaves, then she's like, if you're in the background, we might have to turn around
and say, hey.
And call.
And I go, ah.
One of my ideas yesterday was if you were in the background and then you give them, you walk up to them while they're like, give them a camera and ask them to take a picture of you.
Hey, you mind? Hey, you mind? So
I was just spitballing some little ideas.
Our engineer Will was like, or you could get tackled.
Yeah,
or you could have security tackle you.
Yeah,
yeah, all right.
That would also be a really great shot, though, for the video.
Yeah, yeah.
First you see Ben, and now you don't.
Now you don't. That's right. All right, so again, don't know if you're near an app or near any sort of broadcast medium after 7, but...
We could use some minions to try to get the proof that it happened.
Yeah, so that... On the way.
Okay.
On the way. And right. and by the way, I do have to say that there is actually a really big concert announcement this morning that we're going to have to deliver
here. Oh, we got to fit that in, too?
At 8:15.
There's actual business we have to attend to? All right.
A big artist that you know
big
on DJX.
You know.
A big global superstar.
Is it a local announcement?
Kelly, I can't say anything.
You can't say
other
too much.
Than
okay,
that there is a big announcement. Yes, coming at 8:15. 8:15 this morning. All right. So all that coming up. Backside at Churchill Downs. Big major concert announcement coming in about 1 hour from right now.
Okay. We have business to attend to.
We have business in about 1 hour. Listen, even though we're enjoying Thurby and all the festivities that are happening, we still need to do business.
We have business. We have tasks.
Yeah, tasks at hand. And just know that this this major concert announcement that we're going to tell you about in about an hour, we're going to have tickets for. So that will be something to win tomorrow and then even next week before they go on sale. So all that stuff.
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. All right. So we're about 4 minutes away. So I'm thinking, okay, so 7:10 was the time
that was the appointment
that we were told to kind of start meandering around for Operation Get on TV for Wave. So I think we should probably just play this song
and then
ready just start
to dump it early if we need to.
Okay, well, let me play the
programming decisions.
Do we just stay for 3 minutes? You and I just chat?
Wait, what? We have to talk? We have to come up with things to say for 3 minutes?
Not us. We've never done this live backside at Churchill Downs. Kelly, you and I have never riffed before once in our life.
Never.
Okay.
Ever,
well,
ever.
I guess we're past the point of no return. So I think at this point,
we're just gonna fill the space.
So yeah. Okay. But get your phone ready.
Oh God. All right.
Yeah. I mean, like if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this,
Kelly.
All right.
Kelly. I gotta get. Yeah.
Like
I gotta multitask.
This isn't amateur hour, Kelly.
Apparently not.
This is not.
We had other media professionals that were walking by.
I know, and it's very intimidating for us. Yes, I know.
Jude Redfield just walked by.
Yes.
And his quick potty break.
I know. And all these people who are definitely
let me clean the lens.
Clean the lens, Kelly.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Will, peek out there and see where they're at. Oh wait, Shannon's walking back.
Okay,
God,
wait.
Shannon's walking here. She's walking here.
Okay, so we're gonna have to play a song. This is ridiculous. What is this 7:10 mumbo jumbo?
Well,
now we're 2 minutes away.
Okay, and now we're back.
Oh, are we back?
Okay, it was quick.
That was it. Quick. It was just a quick zhuzh.
Okay. Yeah, they do have mirrors right there. Sometimes you just need to do a quick zhuzh.
All right. So
you're
Kelly,
back in the anchor chair. Yes.
All right. Are you ready for go
I'm
time?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I was born ready. That's right. All right, hang on. How's my hair?
Wait. Okay, it's good. It's good.
Is it good?
It's judged. Yes.
Is it judged?
Yeah, it's judged.
All right. Operation Get on TV.
You look like you're TV ready.
Thank you. Yeah. Operation Get on TV. Okay. Wave edition.
All right.
We were invited.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So here we go. We're going out to TV Row.
Yep.
We're going to start walking.
Oh, she's pointing at us. She's pointing at us.
We're just going to start walking around. And this is what I'm attempting to do, is just to kind of get into the background of some TV shots here. Hello. Hi. Aw, cute just kids. Really and here we are just kind of meandering view. Back here.
Admiring the view.
In the background, there is all sorts of stuff. All right. And so now, Kelly, I think I'm in position.
A lot of people backside.
I'm just taking in the sights and the sounds the backside of Churchill Downs. Oh, hang on. Spectrum One. Spectrum One. Walking through. Okay.
I just happen to. Way of lurking.
Meander there. Okay. Seeing all sorts of people here. Backside of Churchill Downs. We are throwing to someone. And I'm just trying to act casual. Wave is where we are. Oh, Shannon Cogan. Shannon Cogan. Shannon Cogan. What?
Oh, she's running.
Oh, my gosh. Wait,
she's
hang on.
Running to get him.
Hang on. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hi. Oh, wow. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Hi.
So you were on yesterday. You jumped in.
Oh,
If
you mean I casually crashed the shot of you talking with the governor, then yes. Then yes, that's what I did.
All right, well, we called you out. Here you are.
Hi.
You made it.
I mean, thank you so much for having us on. I mean, this is great. We love being partners with you, and we love being a part of the Derby festivities with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, happy Derby.
Oh, and that was it. All right. Bye, guys.
Photo bombing. No, we're going to put you on air.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes. 99.7 DJX. We love you guys. Well, that happened. All right. So they got me.
I'm sorry.
Was that a thing?
That was a thing?
That was a thing. All right. So here we are, back at it again.
The look in your face. Oh, I can't.
I thought they were going to ask me questions.
Perfect. I know. Nope.
No, they just said
out for what you're doing.
They just said
they just called you out. He has been lurking in our shot all week. We just.
I almost forgot to say 99.7 DJX.
God calls in at the end though.
I did.
Waving.
I did.
This is great.
DJX.
You looked great.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
That was so stupid. Oh, my gosh.
They are such a great crew. Oh, I love it. I love it. And listen, did you hear what Shannon said? She prompted the producers right before. She's like, I'm just going to pull them in.
Oh.
That's what she said. And then she literally runs to get you.
She did. She grabbed me.
She ran to get you. This is so great. Listen, this is the best video ever. Okay, we will have
all
it
right.
up shortly.
All right.
The footage is magical.
Oh, we do have a bunch of texts rolling in. We'll get to those coming up here.
Yes.
But yes. So I guess Operation GeoTV, it was a success.
Yes.
And we bow.
And we bow.
And soon. If you just missed it, Operation GeoTV took a turn.
It was in epic fashion.
Yeah, it took a turn in that Shannon Cogan from Wave literally turned in the middle of her report and ran and grabbed me by the arm.
She left the post. At the anchor table, left Olivia a little confused.
I know.
What is happening? Why is she leaving in the middle
what
of
is
a
happening?
Live shot?
Yes.
She went and grabbed you. You pulled you up. You had a little bit of a deer in headlights.
I did.
Look.
I did.
And then there's three microphones in front of you.
I didn't know
Looks
what
like
they were.
It was almost like a press conference.
I know. Lisa and Radcliffe texts in and says, I love it. If you can't beat them, join them. Victoria rolls in. Shannon probably thought, well, that's why they're radio people. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Victoria. Rata-tat-nat says,
That was an insult.
We love the weird banter.
Yes.
The weird.
That's great.
It was like, I wasn't prepped on anything.
Right. Nope. All she said is just be there.
Yeah. Wink, be there. We've got a surprise for
magical.
You.
That was magical.
Hey, we've got a surprise
now
for you.
We're going to have to pull her in the next time we see her pass by.
Yeah.
This
All
is
right.
great.
Well,
and we've never really grabbed Olivia Russell either, but we need to.
No. We don't know Olivia nearly as well as we know Shannon.
But we should.
Yeah. She
we
seems lovely.
We should bring her into the shenanigans.
Yeah, maybe she can play Weed or Steed.
oh. I don't know if we introduced her like that.
Well, my brain, when I was on their television, I was like, what? You guys want to play some Cedar Weed? My brain almost went there on television.
Oh, thank goodness you edited yourself. Oh, that's not a good thing to spring on.
I've got some games. You want to play some games? No, Shannon, wink,
no,
wink.
No.
Because you pulled her in to play that
sure
the other
did,
day.
Sure did.
Yes.
That's a little bit more of a safe zone, though. I think that kind of stuff needs to be cleared with their producers.
Ah, you know what?
That could have ended up in meetings.
You know what? And
could have ended up in
meetings. And that's fine.
We're just trying to avoid meetings.
Ah, you know what? Sometimes meetings are good.
Okay.
That means you're getting attention, right?
Right.
That's right.
This was
Ellie Kay.
Incredible. You've probably seen this story everywhere, as it should be. Five middle school students work together to come to the aid of their school bus driver and stop the bus after she suffered a medical emergency. So you can see all of this go down on security video. Shows the kids taking control. Their bus was on a four-lane highway in Mississippi. 40 kids on board. The driver, 46-year-old Leah Taylor, had an asthma attack that caused her to black out.
She kind of sort of like fell over, like flopped over, and everyone started like standing up.
I saw that the bus was veering off to the side, then I grabbed the wheel.
And the bus started rolling forward. It started like gaining speed, so whenever I clicked the brakes, it about threw me out the windshield. I saw her medication in her hand, and I saw like her reaching for it. I knew that's what she needed.
I can't thank these students enough for saving everybody's life, because it could have turned out so much worse.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So sixth grader Jackson's the one you see grabbing the wheel.
Yes.
Noticed that the bus had started to swerve and kind of immediately decided to take action. Another sixth grader, Darius, attempted to help by stepping on the brakes and then found the air brakes, which kind of, you heard him say, almost threw him through the windshield.
Yeah.
They managed to slow it down, maneuver it to the median, and park it. Darius' sister, 13-year-old Kaylee, called 911. 15-year-old Destiny noticed the driver was holding a nebulizer, held that up to her face.
Wow.
Which was what she needed. And 13-year-old Mackenzie held her head, picked up the driver's phone to tell the school district what had happened.
Mm.
And the students were recognized for their actions at a school pep rally then
Friday.
Just incredible the way that they all just, there was another one of the kids that was kind of like keeping the other scared kids away.
Yeah.
Because they weren't able to like help. They had, you know, everyone had a function and just figured it out instantly.
Okay.
Incredible stuff. The story is at WDJX.com.
All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX Backside at Churchill Downs.
You know what we haven't really talked about a lot yet?
What?
Horses.
That is kind of ironic.
It
that
is a little weird.
We've been at the track all week, and we don't really get too much into the horses per se.
We should probably have some experts on to maybe give us some picks.
Experts in the name of Molly and Araya. Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, so as far as the Derby horses, you're well-versed, and you have a couple hot picks for us this morning.
Okay.
I would like Dan and Bourbon to win.
Okay, and what about you, Araya?
I would like So Happy to win.
So Happy.
Well, that's
now,
a really fun name.
Yeah.
I like that choice.
Is
so
there,
Happy.
Is there any reason behind it, or you just like the colors of the silk or the colors of the horse? Anything there, Molly?
Is it the trainer, the jockey?
Dan and Bourbon is a Japanese horse, and I'm going to Japan my senior year trip. So
that's a really,
really cool
good reason.
He'd win. Yeah.
I like
all right.
That. I like
that. That.
Yeah.
So I've heard a rumor that there is a certain horse running the Derby that may now have a 10% stake owned by one, and maybe you know them or have heard of them, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Their faces were like, what just happened?
Okay, so you can pass the mic to her.
Yeah, so listen, we're not going to say which one. However, the scuttlebutt back here has been there is now maybe a partial ownership by the Travis and the Taylor.
And then would that mean they might
would
be
that,
here
I mean,
at
Travis
some point.
Loves the Derby.
He does.
He's been here plenty of times.
He
Araya,
does.
You've seen him, right?
I went
you don't
to
need to lie
store.
To us.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yes.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, see, there you go.
All right. So yeah, we're not.
What would you do if you happened to hear that she was here?
I'd probably freak out.
And yeah.
Freak out. Molly, what about you?
Okay.
I'd probably not be very happy. Okay, I don't really like her.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
So
we get the yin and the yang. It's great. It's right. Molly, you want? Okay, what?
Yeah.
I like Travis because I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
But not because of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So
fair
she's
enough.
An OG.
Fair enough.
She's an OG.
I like Patrick Mahomes.
All
okay,
right.
Got
she
it.
She was there before.
Got it.
Taylor
she likes
was
it.
Even a thing.
All right. So
like
the
it.
Hot picks, Dan and Bourbon, and So Happy. You heard it from Molly and Araya. You guys go to Silver Creek, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Are you
going
to go to school at all today, or are we just
yeah, sadly?
We are.
Sadly. All right, you want to shout out a teacher or a friend? All right. That was a great one. They're like, no, not
all
at all.
Them, all
Caitlin
of them.
Jackson.
All right, there
okay,
it is.
That's good. That's great.
All right, cool. Well, hey, ladies, enjoy backside. Enjoy the track.
And
yes.
Thank you for your expert picks. We
yeah,
really appreciate it.
Your expert
that.
Picks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there it is.
Great.
There you have it. Straight from Silver Creek.
I think they should go ahead and get on every single media outlet and give their picks. That sounded pretty good. It
yeah.
sounded legit.
Yeah, she's like, listen, Dan and Bourbon, because I'm taking a trip to Japan.
That's a really, really great reason.
And So Happy because I like the name.
Yes, 100%.
So there it is.
Listen, just show me the silks and that's
right.
what I'm going to pick.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. It's 99.7 EJX. Live backside at Churchill Downs. It is Thurby. My wife was out and up early this morning.
Oh.
Getting zhuzhed. I mean, she's got to get the kid to school, but
yeah.
then after that, it's breakfast, it's the track, it's all the, it's
all
the stuff. So, yeah.
She better bring her coat.
Listen,
it's a little
chilly. I know,
it is
a little chilly. It is a little chilly, that's for sure. But I say all that to say, Mama's got a day at the track.
Yeah.
I got to do all the things.
Oh, wait. You're not going to join her?
Well,
you're going to join her later.
I mean,
but
maybe
you gotta
later.
Do all the things, but you got to wait. Oh, so that means you have to, first of all, finish work. And then you
then
have
I gotta,
to.
Then I got
to
pick up the kid.
Pick up the kid.
Oh.
Wait.
That's all I got
to
do.
Can you call on the older siblings to go fetch her today?
Say, hey.
Hey, daddy got to go play
hey,
the
hey,
track.
Hey, we got to.
Daddy got to go meet mommy.
That's right. Maybe I could do that.
Maybe you could do
maybe
that.
Maybe that's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
maybe
an idea.
Maybe you call in a little help there.
Yeah. All right.
That's what they're for now. That's great.
you don't
right?
even know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're starting to. But
I'm
you,
starting
yes,
to
you're starting
that.
To figure that out.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So coming up here in just a few minutes, one, we're going to hook you up with a winning word for the $20,000 bet. That is dry, okay?
Oh, okay.
D-R-Y, dry. If you text that to 502-795-1997 in just a few minutes. I mean, you can do it now, but like in a few minutes.
You know what we haven't yet done Derby Week yet? Oh, we don't have a beverage in our hand.
We have. So Woodford is Old Forester.
Yeah.
Is on because it's Thurby.
Right.
They are going to be they said after 8 they're going to be bringing by some Derby drinks.
And there's like a new one.
Yeah, that's
a new one they're peddling.
They're peddling
a new one.
They're trying to get another one off the ground.
Yes.
So they're like, "Well, we'll go by the old Ben and Kelly and
right,
see if we can get this
we're
thing
not
launched."
Say no.
That's right. That's right. So, anyways, that is all coming up, plus a huge concert announcement, plus we will have tickets for said announcement. That is on the way.
We have an agenda.
I mean, we've got stuff, Kelly.
We have things.
Listen, it can't all be just fun and games here.
It can't all be infiltrating live TV shots.
That's right.
That happened
it can't be fun
form.
And games and lollygagging
video
here.
Up at Ben and Kelly Show on socials, 99.7 DJX and YouTube. Hit subscribe.
Hit subscribe. All that on. By the way, last night, Bella Louisville got the victory.
Oh, wow. Surprising.
Reclaimed the
That's
antlers.
So surprising. Isn't that surprising? That's so surprising.
It was the winner.
Yeah.
Of the Great Steamboat Race.
Was there any controversy?
You know, remember last year the bell got sidelined.
Yeah.
And I want to say that it didn't even happen. So. Just because of all the craziness.
A triumphant comeback.
Yeah, yes, triumphant
yes.
comeback. So, yeah. So, there we go. That was just some intel for you. Of course, Thurby today. And the looks, the fits are in full game already backside.
Yeah, I've seen some ladies wearing some amazing outfits, like braving the cold.
Yes.
Like strapless dresses.
Yes.
Yeah. But to get, you're not putting a coat on.
Listen.
To cover that outfit.
No, you're not.
A gorgeous picture. The sun is out. It's a beautiful picture back here with the track in the background.
That's
and the
right.
Horses are running and doing their workouts.
And of course, Thurby is presented by Old Forester. And here in just a minute, they're literally setting up a liquor on our table as we speak.
That is happening. There's a new cocktail.
Yep. So we'll debut that coming up here in moments. 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. It is Thurby. We're backside at Churchill Downs, of course, presented by Old Forester. And we've got Melissa and Caleb with Old Forester here. And there's a bunch of Old Forester in front of us. Hi, good morning.
Guys.
Oh, it's so great to see you guys every single year, but you're peddling something new.
We're featuring a new cocktail at the track today in addition to our traditional mint julep.
Absolutely, because that's always a mainstay.
Yeah, I was going to say the mint julep.
And always get that.
The greatest thing about the Old Forester mint julep is literally when you have a bottle of Old Forester mint julep, it's done. Like, you don't even have to go through all the spanking the mint and that stuff.
You can, though.
You can. That's part of the fun. but it's just delicious out of the bottle.
That's right, and we make it super easy. Like you said, a mint julep's already pretty easy. You build it right in the cup you're going to drink it out of.
Right.
But the 10-second mint julep, we like to call it, is just ice, that mint julep mix. And then, if you want to throw that garnish on the top, get those aromatics in your face, done deal.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so now walk us through what you got, Caleb. It's something refreshing, I guess.
Melissa's going to mix it. Caleb, tell us what she's doing.
Yeah, so this is something totally new. This is called the Perfecta.
I like that.
Get this cocktail today through Saturday at the Old Forester booths. It is summertime in a glass. So we start with Old Forester 86, ounce and a half or so.
Ooh.
Pour it over ice in your cup. And then we're going to add some pineapple juice, really playing on those esters that Old Forester develops.
It's perfect for breakfast,
Kelly.
It's a breakfast drink.
Breakfast drink. And then we add ginger beer, some spicy ginger beer to kind of amp up those notes, again, that we featured in Old Forester 86. We then add mint.
Spank the mint.
Oh, wow. It's really shocking how it really releases that aroma.
That is a pretty cocktail.
You get it. It clears the sinuses.
Yeah. That is
a gorgeous cocktail.
Top it off with some citrus.
Yes.
So, I mean, love it. In a glass. Like I said,
that is fantastic.
Wow.
Good work of art.
Melissa, that is a work
yes.
of art. That is beautiful.
Well, and it's a beautiful Old Forester glass, too. I really feel like that adds to it.
I'm glad you mentioned the cup.
Yes.
So today only, Thurby at Old Forester Bars, we're going to be featuring this cup, and it's a nice take-home for anybody.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What is that, like a 12-ounce? What is it? Do you know?
It's
less than a pint glass. I've seen some pint glasses in my day.
Yeah. Well, and people are interested in kind of sessionable cocktails.
Yes.
Eyeballs, things that use those kind of brighter flavors, things that you can sip on for a while, especially while you're, spending the day.
That's a very Instagrammable cocktail.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
People will stop you and say, what are you drinking?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes, for sure. Thank you. All right. Obviously, it is Thurby presented by Old Forester. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Yeah, cheers.
Yes, happy Thurby. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, big concert announcement. We'll tell you who's coming close and where you can get tickets and how you can get tickets. And, of course, 99.7. Try to do some from the track here. All right, so if you got a request, 502-795-1997. Throwback Thursday. All right, sorry, I was letting that linger a little bit. Kelly?
Yes. What do we have? You've got a lot lined up. Okay,
hang on. Wait, hang on a second.
Are you typing in something?
Yes, because...
Your fingers are cold and you're a little fat.
My fingers are cold and a little fat?
Yes.
Wait.
It's going to be... This is perfect. You have to play this now. You know why?
Because it's...
It's going to be mad.
Yes, Alec. We got you. In sync,
yes.
Throwback Thursday.
Alex,
let's go. Ah, there it is. Throwback Thursday. Mariah, I missed the Throwback Thursdays. Well, guess what? You're here.
Yeah, and we're just doing it.
That's right. She's like, Aguilera, sure, we can do that.
All right.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. It's what I want. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
I mean, you knew this one was coming, right?
What's one?
You can't be out here. excited Churchill Downs.
Oh, without Pony?
Without playing a little Genuine.
Yeah, this kind of sets a mood, that's for sure.
It does.
And don't know. Oh, yeah. Y'all are Churchill Downs, Genuine Pony. Yeah, a lot of Genuine Ponies. Genuine Ponies. Yes. Hot Mike. Yes, that's Kelly. Yes, it's her first time. It's fine.
I get it.
It's fine. She's new here. It's fine. We got it. DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Ashley rolls in. I'm headed to Louisville with my mama. Want to hear Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved.
Oh, that's a great one. We'll play the band.
Yeah, how about we play the band? But, like, She Will Be Loved is such a sweet song.
Nice,
it's a sweet song.
We're trying to get a vibe.
Action on 99.70 JX. This is Throwback Thursday, live from the track edition.
Look at that.
On 99.70 JX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Kevin rolls in. I don't know the name of the song, but they're from Louisville, and it's like a rap remix, and it says My Old Kentucky Home. Y'all play it like every year for Derby Week, but I can't think of the name, but that's the song I'm requesting. A ton of people rolled in and wanted My Kentucky Home, so yes, we got it. KD, your boys from the Villbillies. It's DJX. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. A
lot of people asking for that on 99.70 JX.
Do you know who just walked by?
Who? Wait, are you talking about who is Do you mean Triple Crown award winning jockey? Jean Cruzet.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, play us a song.
Play us a song. Okay. Hang on. Oh, DJ got us falling in love. All right. Oh,
that's perfect.
Oh gosh. Yes. That's right. Usher. Usher Raymond. It's for Tyson too. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. It's 99.70 JX. Ben and Kelly.
All requests. One rule has to be at least 6 years old or older.
Yeah, and that one goes out to Triple Crown award-winning jockey Jean Cruzet. Wait, is he here?
He's right down
oh,
there.
Oh, he's right there.
He's right down there.
Oh, I said that loud. For Kelly.
It's a little request.
Just a little request. All right.
We thought he was an Usher fan.
We did. All right. Hey, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Nate, thanks. No, we're not going to do that. Appreciate it, though.
Sometimes substitutions have to be made.
Yeah, some do. Look, it is Derby, so we should run it. We'll jump in. We'll run it.
We're going to be running it. Chris Brown.
That's right. It's 99.70 JX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Jennifer,
new to the area, just moved here April 1st. Love this Throwback Thursday show. I love that.
That's
awesome.
All right, by the way, just shout out to all the listeners who are running in. Kimberly, Tattooed Mexican, Brittany. So yeah, speaking of Brittany, yes, let's roll in a little.
She did it again.
Great. Good time. Charlie, Alec, Peppy, love that.
Yeah,
Ileana. It's 99.70 JX. All right,
it's lingering.
Sorry. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Courtney. I love Throwback Thursdays. Gets my day started. Appreciate that. Mary Jane. Yes. Pick a song, probably Ben, because he's in control. Yeah. Shout out to everyone. Okay. Yeah. Great. Mary Jane. That's
just like you guys pick.
Yeah.
You guys pick. Listen, Ashley, we already played Fergie. Yeah. And yes, Missy, we did already play.
Elena, best part of my week, Throwback Thursday. We like that.
Yes. Mary Beth wants to mount up regulators.
Oh, gosh. I was not prepared to hear that.
The way I said that was a little, sorry. That was okay.
All right. So, Ashley, in honor of all the epic infield fits, how about some thrift shop?
Nice.
I see that.
I like that.
I hear that.
Yes.
And lodged.
We have to be logged. We have to be thrifting our outfit because the tickets are really good.
All right, it's Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Chelsea rolls in with Fire or Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Haven't heard that one in a minute.
Ooh,
so yeah, let's do that. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Look at that.
And
we
with
even
that,
make it happen. We're more mobile.
We bid you farewell.
That was awesome.
Well, not farewell, but you know what I mean.
The Throwback Thursday part of it.
Yeah, the Thursday portion, Throwback Thursday portion of it has come to a conclusion.
But that was fun, right? We could even just, like, take it with us.
Like,
it happened from the track.
That was a little bit chaotic.
You could do it. Your fat fingers worked.
And I know it's, like, I understand also that we left mics on, so you got to hear some background noise and all that stuff. And
it's because we had to turn them off and on and off and on.
I know. That's tough.
In a way that we don't normally do.
I know. People are going, well, don't you normally do that?
No,
yes.
Well,
yes,
Ben has it on his side. I don't typically have to
Kelly
hit any
doesn't,
buttons.
Yeah.
So there's
Kelly
that.
Doesn't have
that
to
was
do
fun. That.
That
was behind the scenes, actually.
So, yeah. Shout out to Brooke. Shout out to Nate. Appreciate you. Also, Mary Beth, Stabby, Sarah. Thank you, rolling in.
Oh,
Lizzie and Ashley.
She said I was telling my kids about the life in the infield. And Derby way back in the day.
I'm telling
you. There were stories, Lizzie.
Yes.
Weren't there stories?
Yes.
There are stories, and there's going to be more stories happening over the weekend here at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, you know, Todd, we get this a lot. He texts in and says Thursday should be Throwback Thursday all day long, not just a half an hour, but, you know.
That is a good suggestion.
Then you'd get sick of it.
That's what you keep saying.
That's what I keep saying.
That's your one fallback excuse as to
right.
why it's only a half an hour.
That's right. All right, so there you go. Throwback Thursday here on 99. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX. Olivia Dean there. Of course, last hour you heard a big Olivia announcement.
Yes, she is Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, I was going to say not Olivia Dean.
Olivia Rodrigo is going to be in concert in Nashville. We're going to have tickets for you before you can even buy them starting tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. That's right. The Unraveled tour. Of course, it's going to be at Bridgestone Arena November 23rd and 24th. She's doing 2 days there. So we've got your tickets to win on 99.7 EJX starting tomorrow. Coming up next, we got a feel-good story.
This is an amazing story. 5 middle school students ended up having to take control of their school bus.
Wow.
Save the day, and they did.
Okay.
So, coming up.
All right, we'll get to that next. Dex. All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX live from Churchill Downs, historic Churchill Downs on Thurby.
What a Thurby it's been so far.
Oh my gosh.
It's just starting.
It has, yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of wrapping up for us here.
It feels like it's been a whole day.
Yes, but it is, the racing hasn't even started yet.
Nope. But man, a lot of people were backside to take in because it's a gorgeous morning.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Kind of like the first time we've been and great photo ops watching the horses do their workouts in the morning. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
All right, let's get to a feel good here on 99. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This was really kind of scary. 5 middle school students had to work together to help out their school bus driver and bring the school bus to a stop.
Oh, wow.
After a medical emergency. Now, all this played out on security video. You can see it all go down. Shows the kids taking control. They were on a 4-lane highway in Mississippi. 40 kids on the bus. The driver, 46-year-old Leah Taylor, had an asthma attack or to black out.
Like, fell over, like, flopped over, and everyone started, like, standing up.
I saw that the bus was veering off to the side, then I grabbed the wheel.
And the bus started rolling forward. It started, like, gaining speed, so whenever I clicked the brakes, it about threw me out the windshield.
I saw her medication in her hand, and I saw, like, her reaching for it. I knew that's what she needed.
I can't thank these students enough for saving everybody's life, because it could have turned out so much worse.
Wow.
I mean, amazing. So you see 6th grader Jackson, he's the one that grabbed the wheel after noticing the bus was swerving. And then another 6th grader, Darius, attempted to kind of step on the brakes, and that kind of wasn't working so well, so ended up pulling the air brakes, which, like you heard him say, almost threw him through the windshield. They ended up, Darius' sister, 13-year-old Kaylee, called 911. 15-year-old Destiny noticed that the driver was holding a nebulizer, so put that to her face that she needed. 13-year-old Mackenzie was holding her head, picked up the driver's phone, called the school district, told them what happened. The school students were actually recognized during a pep rally for their heroic actions. And yes, school bus driver's okay. They didn't crash.
Kids are so smart. Like, holy cow.
See them all instantly figure out a way to help.
Yeah.
Worked all together in tandem. And yeah, you need to see the video, the full story. is at WDJX.com.
These beautiful things.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.70 JX. Your winning word this hour for $1,000 is
glue.
Now, listen.
Feels awkward.
If you didn't know that we were at the Churchill Downs, one of the premier horse parks in all of America, nay, the world.
Yes.
Nay, the world. We got jokes, kids. We got jokes. Then this wouldn't be awkward.
Oh,
it is just a little bit. Yeah, just another word. Yeah, glue, G-L-U-E. So, yeah, good luck. 502-795-1997. Glue. And I'm looking around. Okay, all right. I think we're good. Coming up, I'm going to tell you, we just had a very awkward
interaction.
Yes. I was going to say experience, but interaction is better. With someone. We'll pass along with, and she seemed miffed that you were on the air.
A little bit.
she
disregarded.
She was like, now.
We had a little, like a 3-second time. Like,
I know. All right.
We need to take care of business.
We'll explain next. All right, so part of the fun of Derby Week and being out here at Churchill Downs on 99.70 JX is getting to see and meet a bunch of listeners and just people.
Absolutely. And, you know, with our convenient location in the hallway, you know, next to bathrooms,
yeah.
donuts, coffee, vending machines.
Right, we see a lot of people.
Yeah, and we kind of like, I think sometimes maybe people get confused about our function.
I was going to say, a lot of times people ask us, like, if we know where things are.
Right.
And because we're
we should know.
We look, do we?
Maybe.
So we're on the air earlier, like last hour. And this lady comes over and is like, hey, and kind of pokes you.
Yeah.
And is like, I need a Diet Coke.
Yeah. But I only have a 20.
I only have a 20. I need $2.
Yes, you have a dollar.
And like, we're literally getting ready to go on the air. Like, it's 5.
Right.
4.
Yes,
3.
That's
2.
Happening.
That's happening.
Yes.
And you're having to try to navigate, like,
that.
Hey.
Trying to be polite. Just like, give me just a second.
Right.
And we can finish this interaction, which is where I was just going to say I don't have a dollar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we are on the air and she...
Because we kind of had to turn away and go
and do our thing,
conduct our business.
Yeah, we have to. We have business to conduct.
Yeah, and she's like, "Never mind," and she walks off.
Oh,
wait a second. Did we just anger her? Did we just disappoint her? Like she needed to get her Diet Coke.
Yeah, she really did. But later, the good news is
she came back around. She said, "Here's an update. I was able to use my credit card."
And we're like, great.
This is great news.
Thank you for sharing.
A vending machine here that takes credit cards so you can get your Diet Coke.
Just some of the people that you see.
I know. She came back around. So then I felt like
we could talk about it. We could laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was fine.
Yeah. She was just letting us know, like, hey, mission accomplished. Didn't need your help anyway.
She had her caffeine fixed. She had her little DC fix. She was good to go then after that.
We could help.
Yes. Never mind. I'll just find two. I guess I'm going to have to go work the corner or something to get a dollar.
The harsh reality of radio, live radio.
Yeah, right.
Things have to happen at a certain time.
Yeah, like, hey.
They're either going to happen or it's going to pass you right by.
Right, right.
We had a window. We had to jump on the train.
Anyways, all right. It's 99.70 JX. For me, right? We're helpers. We're helpers. It's 99.70 JX. All right, it's 99.70 JX. Ben and Kelly live backside Churchill Downs. Thurby, great day. I mean, sun is shining. It looks glorious.
It's a little chilly out now, but hopefully it's going to warm up just a bit by the time you're heading out to the track to enjoy all the festivities.
I'm going
to
play for you a little clip of what happened earlier on the show, okay? And it was involving our friends over at Wave 3.
Jan and Kogan.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, as per usual,
yes,
we mosey behind the live shot just to see,
innocently checking out the atmosphere.
Yeah, just to see if we could just manage to make it on TV. This is a target-rich environment because
there's a lot of live TV broadcasts happening.
You got it. And so then Shannon, in the middle of their broadcast, turns around, runs, grabs me by my arm.
It's a live shot. Olivia's going, "What is happening?"
Yeah. and then drags me back over.
Yesterday, you jumped in.
Oh, if you mean I casually crashed the shot of you talking with the governor, then yes. Then yes, that's what I did.
Well, we called you out. Here you are.
She said, okay, well, we called you out. Here you are. I thought they were going to ask me a question. They just brought me up just to make me look like a fool.
For what you were doing.
That's all they were doing.
This guy you've probably seen lurking.
Yes.
And we want to introduce you to it.
I don't even think they introduced me.
I don't think so.
I don't think they said Ben Davis one time or DJX. Like, and so I at the very end, I'm like, hey, I don't think I even heard. I was like, hey, DJX, hello, hi.
So you didn't say hi, I'm Ben.
No,
I
didn't.
And I'm in the middle.
No. Anyways, they were lovely.
Such great sport.
Yeah. So yeah,
enabling our bad behavior every single year.
For sure. Yeah. So you can see that.
Lovely ladies.
You can see that all go down. Kelly edited it all up and it's up on
it's perfection.
YouTube at Ben and Kelly Show or
subscribe
or the socials as well. Okay. Yeah. Lovely day for Thurby. As we were talking about all day, I mean, it is a day presented by Old Forester. We got a chance to experience the brand new
Perfecta.
Oh my gosh. That drink looks amazing.
Juice. I'm a big pineapple juice fan, so pretty much if you're putting pineapple juice in your drink, I'm drinking it.
Okay.
There you go.
There it is. That's how you get Kelly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Take your photos by the photo op places. There's a ton of great places they've set up around Churchill Downs to get some amazing like backdrops to get amazing photos.
Churchill
Share
Downs
them on the socials.
Definitely kind of cater to the influencer crowd.
Sure. Yeah.
This year for sure. Yeah.
You're getting all gussied up. You've picked out an outfit.
Yep.
You've bought your fascinator,
right?
Your hat, or you've made it.
Yes.
And you want to show it off. It's all about that. We're all kind of peacocks around this.
There it
this
is.
Type of year. So make it happen. Share them on your socials at Churchill Downs. There you go.
Yep. Tag us too. We'd love to see it. All right. That does it for us here today. Remember, tomorrow we've got Olivia Rodrigo tickets to give away. And
it's Oaks Day.
Yep. Oaks Day. So no one works. So.
Absolutely. Welcome to your day off, everyone.
That's right.
No school, no working.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.